If you're a small and medium enterprise in Hong Kong, this Riabu podcast is for you. 330,000 small and medium enterprises there have received some support from the Hong Kong Monetary Authority and 9 banks to not call in on credit lines at the current time of economic difficulty. By the way, an SME in Hong Kong is a company with 50 employees or fewer. And obviously, there are a large number of them who are being impacted by ongoing street protests and the commensurate decline in the economy. Already, the forecast is that Hong Kong is headed for a recession this year. By some accounts, Simon Littlewood, some of the best restaurants in Hong Kong actually have far shorter queues these days, which is, of course, great if you're one of the few people who wants to go, but not very good for the people running the restaurants. So in this podcast, what we'd like to talk about is what you can do if you are an SME in Hong Kong. Sure enough, you've got those 9 banks who've kindly come to the party to say we're going to be a bit more generous in terms of repayment terms, but what else can you do?
Well, I think it's a really good question because I think it would apply to businesses that are in any geography where you're looking at either some serious downturn in economic growth or possibly some challenges in terms of civil unrest or weather conditions or whatever. What are the things that you do when the cash isn't coming in the door and you're not trading like you were? And for example, and, you know, to look at the data, hotel occupancy in Hong Kong, we know, is less than 40% of what it was. We know that foreign visitors are not going there because there's uncertainty over flights.
Yeah, you don't know whether you can leave again.
So both locals and foreigners have basically significantly reduced their expenditure. Some businesses actually can't operate because they're actually confronted with crowds and they've had their front doors smashed in. But for most businesses, it's going to be an issue much more of the fact that they're seeing a decrease in demand. Because what happens when an economy slows and people spend less money, whether they're visitors or locals, is overall economic activity declines. People move about less, they spend less, they acquire less. Therefore, you suddenly find that there's less cash coming in the door, but you still have to service your bank loans and pay your employees.
Exactly. So what can you do? I mean, apart from saying to the bank, thank you very much, appreciate the generosity to tide us over these difficult times. But should you just leave it at that, or should you go to the government for more handouts?
Well, I'm going to give you 2 answers, one of which is helpful and one of which is unhelpful. I'll start with the unhelpful
one.
The unhelpful one.
At least the unhelpful one is entertaining.
The unhelpful one is I wouldn't have started from here myself, you know, which is what you typically hear if you ask for directions in Ireland. By that I mean, it behoves any business to think regularly about risk. We talked about this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. Because when you're short of money, if you haven't taken steps to secure facilities or to damp down costs, it's generally too late. So for businesses that aren't in Hong Kong, that are perhaps listening to this, think hard about what you can do. If you're in Hong Kong, here are the things that you might want to look at. First of all, you've got to try and take out cost. Yeah, there's no question. Because whatever happens, you know, you're short of cash, activity is down, it's not clear that it's going to come back in a big way. It may take quite some time before economic activity comes back. And many people think it'll never get back to the level that it was because of the damage that's been done to the economy.
Yes, so costs.
Second thing, you have customers that you're doing business with who are liquid. They may be under pressure, but they're liquid, particularly big companies. Try and get as much of that cash in as you can. So convert your asset, your receivable asset, into liquid cash and keep it in your bank account. Thirdly, where you see that customers seem to be struggling, and in this kind of environment, you may well already have customers who are late, and you may see them getting a lot later, because if they're on the brink or they're almost illiquid, something like this may push them over the edge. The best thing you can do in those situations is pragmatically cut your losses. That is to say, not wait for it to get worse and for them to go bust and not get paid anything, but do a deal. Because what you're doing here is you're creating a war chest to deal with the possibility that things could get much worse. So those are the things you can do within your own business. You
right. Know? Costs, cash, customers. Let's
yes.
take those in turn.
Yeah.
In terms of cutting those costs, is it just, I mean, it's very hard to get out of rental agreements if you're renting premises. And I have to say that, you know, cutting staff is usually the only other major ticket items.
Yes, it depends how big an enterprise you run.
Costs, yeah.
Well, you know, many SMEs will do things like this. They'll use family members more than they'll use employees. I mean, in Hong Kong and Singapore, It's very common for SMEs in Asia to have family members working quite widely. So you can do that. In fact, I've known businesses where precisely that happens, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's more important that you come together and keep the business going. So therefore, yes, I'm afraid it does mean that some people are going to get fewer hours or even lose their jobs.
Mm-hmm. Right? Any other places that are, in your experience, perhaps the sort of costs that people don't immediately look at, but they should really target?
Well, there are procurement costs. I mean, you can do things like to slim down your inventory if you're a retail business or any other kind of business. You know, any business is buying stuff on a continuous basis. Look at what you're buying, convert what you have into cash, hold less stock, buy less stuff.
Yeah? Which brings me on to the cash part. Now, obviously, yeah. If you're in a retail business, you don't send invoices to customers. Therefore, you're hoping for customers to come through the door. But for the non-retail type of SMEs that we usually look at Riyabu, what does converting that inventory, rather that receivables asset, in other words, the outstanding invoices, into cash mean in practice? Does it mean that you ring those customers and say, hey, that invoice has been outstanding, pay up?
Well, there are 330,000 SMEs in Hong Kong. Most of them will not be retail businesses. So therefore follows that they will be owed money. As we've said repeatedly, the way to get paid on time by your customers is to have a good and warm relationship with them. So frankly, you need to be intimate, you need to go and see your key customers. Bear in mind the Pareto, we always talk about this, 80% of available cash from receivables will be tied up with 20% of your customers. Be clear about what that 20% is. How do you do that? You do a list of customer in the order of their turnover, starting with the biggest and counting down. And once you get to 20% of your, to 80% of your overall turnover, you love those customers to death. You go see them. You make sure the relationship is solid. You do what you can to tidy up any concerns that they may have, and you try and make sure that they pay you in a timely fashion. Yeah.
Which brings me to that final point about customers, as you mentioned, to go and find out what their ails are. Well, are they likely to tell you, though? Yeah, you know, we're having a few cash flow problems.
One of the things that we regularly say is that your eyes and ears, if you're a commercial enterprise, are your sales force. Because you have people that you pay to develop, nurture relationship with your customers. It may be you, but it's quite likely to be somebody that you employ. There are telltale signs when an enterprise isn't doing very well. You know, has your customer shed some of its staff? People that you used to see there aren't there anymore. What's happened to so-and-so? We had to let her go. You know, not difficult to find that out, but you typically need to think about the questions to ask and educate your sales force on what questions to ask. Inventory. If it's a B2B company and they buy stuff and they sell it to other people, do they have a lot of inventory sitting around? Do they have no inventory? You know, anything that's a significant change from what happened before? Are the trucks parked up? So they have a delivery fleet. There are 20 trucks. 15 of them are in the yard doing nothing. Why is that? So there are a whole range of things that you can simply see or discern, or by asking a few questions establish, that give you a sense as to whether a company is healthy or not. Mm. Yeah.
In the corporate world, in corporate banking, they call this a channel check. Yeah. But in actual fact, it just means going on the ground on occasion and just having a look.
It does. It is not difficult, but the reality is that in a relatively high growth environment, and Hong Kong has always been a pretty resilient economy, you've had compared to, say, European economies, people would die for the rates of growth that you've typically had in Hong Kong, which have been 5, 6, 7%, sometimes double digit growth. What that means is that businesses are much more used to growth than they are to recession. And in particular, it means that you tend to have very particular kind of sales culture, which is much more about going out saying, how much more do you want to order this month than you did last month? Going out and looking for the signs of things not going very well is a new skill for many. And it needs, like all skills, it needs to be incubated, which means you need to create a conceptual case for why it needs to happen. And you then need to help people understand the questions they should be asking and what they should be looking for. Once you've done that, it's relatively easy. But an obvious practical thing to do, and I know we don't want to get into too much detail, is when your salesman gives you a report on a customer visit, you need to add this kind of stuff to it. Mm-hmm. So add stuff around the leading indicators that your customer might be encountering financial difficulties, and make sure that you routinely ask those questions, get those answers, mm-hmm. so that you can react.
It's really a bit like detective work, isn't it?
It's using your common sense and your commercial knowledge. The difficulty is, as I say, that in a growth culture, you may not have those skills to the extent that you really need them. Yeah.
We'd like to see your comments and also your own reports. What's been going on in Hong Kong? Drop us a note and we'd be happy to respond to it here at the Riabu Podcast. Thanks, Simon.
Thank you, Mark.